And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What up, dog? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check in center stage on the mic. And we're putting it on wax. We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do we do?
We get a people.
What they want. So much to discuss on this Monday afternoon. We have a full slate of games in the NFL on Sunday. We have a new Heisman Trophy winner. We have big game between the Oregon Ducks and the Michigan Wolverines that went into overtime. And the Lakers just keep on winning. But we start with the terrible Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are bad, but the Patriots made them look even worse. My guy, Stephen Gilmore, two picks, including a 64-yard pick six with the return. They added two more picks, picked off Andy Dalton four times. Jalen, we know that the Pats are struggling on offense, which they continue to do even in this game against one of the worst teams I've seen in a long time. But can this defense carry them to a Super Bowl?
J.C. Jackson had two picks, too. And the Gilmore that you described, that's the defensive player of the year. Mm-hmm. I was going through all of the top teams and trying to figure who was their best defensive player and how well they've played this year. He ranks right up there.
A lot of the great defensive players have had flashes, big games this season, but Gilmore has been consistent.
Absolutely. And I don't see this as an all-time great defense. Like, usually that happens when your front seven is just creating havoc and you might have a defensive lineman piling up sacks or a linebacker that's just rushing the quarterback as well as doing well in coverage and getting some picks. But I do feel like this is a defense that can help carry the Patriots because you know why? They're doing it right now as we speak. Tom Brady, under 40% completing percentage. Four straight games.
Ugh.
You know the other person in the league to do that?
I guess Baker Mayfield.
Haskins.
Yep.
Dwayne rookie Haskins. Now just think about that for a contrast. He's on his second coach in his rookie year. Washington isn't going anywhere. Mm-mm. And their records are basically polar opposites. So for Tom Brady to be playing as poorly as he's been playing and the standard that he's not only set, but now to the standard of comparing him to the rest of his peers, he has not been great.
No, he hasn't gotten any help from his receiving core either, though.
No, they dropped some balls.
They're dropping
some balls.
Even Edelman was dropping some balls.
I thought about it when I saw Josh Gordon make that beautiful catch.
Oh, with the fingernails.
When Russell Wilson threw out there for him. I was like, oh, Tom Brady could use that right now.
Yeah, you know that they're watching that one and be like, maybe we let the wrong guy go.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're watching that one. Well, the offense has been pretty bad. The defense has been great. But one thing that they have is they've got a really good production staff. For this documentary that they are shooting, it's called Do Your Job, where they just want to put a spotlight on different players, different people in the Patriots organization, and just sort of like put a spotlight on them. And it just so happened that this week they had a documentary crew with the advanced scout who went to the Bengals game last week. We all know what happened, but now we know what happened because there is some footage of the interaction between Bengals security and the production staff of Do Your Job. It's a documentary. They're just making a documentary. Let's check out this back and forth.
And this is a piece you're filming on your advanced scout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys. I don't see the advanced scout in this footage.
No, that's not. We were trying to get some field perspective. Is my bad.
You can't. That's not the field.
I believe that.
Why you would think you could take that?
I didn't know. But I can delete this right here for you.
Damage is done, my friend.
No, it isn't, because we deleted it.
Once again, he needed it.
Once again, it's gone. 22 yards line,
gone.
29 yards on the punt.
I can't get that.
Return 29 yards.
He's trying to get some field perspective, just a little B-roll for the documentary. Come on, Jalen. I see no foul play there whatsoever.
So you're in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You need some scouting done.
Mm-hmm.
People that identified the greatest athletes to ever do it at their respective field.
Mm.
You know who you hire? The Kardashians. That's who you hire I'm trying to tell you, if you look back at their track record over the last 20 years,
great talent
some of
scouts.
The amazing athletes
great talent scouts.
Have dealt with them. And the Jenners. We got to add them. But in all honesty, for the Patriots to be involved with this, it's really disappointing for me as somebody that appreciates greatness.
What's up?
Because I can't ignore when people cheat.
You think that was cheating? You don't think that's getting field perspective?
I can't. So just think about it this way. If a player was on steroids that you went against your entire career, mm-hmm. and they had a lot of greatness attributed to their success, to you as an athlete, you'll still look at them sideways, and you'll still sure. look at them like they took shortcuts in order to be great. That's what this is. And there are fools out there to say, oh, what do you gain from recording the Bengals? It's not about the Bengals. Have you ever heard of Spygate? This is way before the Bengals. You ever heard of Deflategate? They walk to the edge of the pool and try to get every advantage every that they advantage can get over their opponent. The dude was like, you're recording the field. I don't see an advanced scout you can say, in no, that footage.
First of all, big shout out to this Bengals security guy because he was all over this. He was like, he said, what are you talking about? He's like, that's not even the field. That's the sideline of the team you're playing next week.
And so why would you record the sideline of a team? Well, there are a lot of things that
you can gain some stuff, substitution patterns and
packages,
and yeah, all that.
If they're going to do a fake,
or you can tell, or if they're about to put in this player, he stands here, or if this coach goes to this part of the bench, then they're going to put in this package. There's a lot you can pick up from that. But again, I just can't wait to see this episode of Do Your Job. You know what I mean? I can't wait to see this episode of Do Your Job.
And also, he was like, I can just delete it right now.
I love
now.
It. Yeah. It's like, what do you mean?
I can, no, the nobody damage
is done.
Know.
The damage is done. Yeah. Like, no, what do you mean?
No, I can just delete it right now.
I can delete it right now. Once I delete it, it's gone forever. No harm, no foul. I can just be on my merry way.
What team gear was he wearing?
Probably Kraft Productions.
Correct. He had on the Patriots. Like
Kraft Productions.
So, of course he doesn't work the football side. Operations.
The football side has nothing to do with the production of this. I mean, if maybe some of the footage happens to get uploaded to a server that maybe someone on the football side accidentally clicks on, and then maybe they glean a little something. I see no foul play. I see no foul play whatsoever. As someone who's worked in the television industry for 20 years, that's exactly how you film a documentary about an advanced scout.
They should get a severe discipline for this.
They should get an Emmy. Do your job. They should get the Lombardi Trophy and an Emmy for do your
like,
job.
I could just delete it right now.
Oh, they're going to lose draft picks. Yeah, they're going to lose. This is bad.
I could just
this
delete
is bad.
It.
I could just delete it. Yeah. I can just delete it. Nothing
happens. Harry's going to be their last first round pick in a while.
Yeah. They're going to get disciplined. The NFL's investigating. Like, all I got to do is watch that clip. It's pretty clear.
They got fined $250,000 as a team before, and Belichick got fined $500,000, and that was like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna
we
be
got
bad.
Inflation for them.
Inflation's going to hit.
And Robert Kraft got a little slap on the wrist for his transgressions over the last couple of years.
That was film too. Moving on. The Bills had 5 takeaways in their win over the Steelers, and they held the Steelers to just 229 yards. The Bills also clinched a playoff spot. They're sniffing at the top spot in the AFC East against those Patriots that were filming a documentary. Jalen, can this defense, like the Patriots, carry this team into the Super Bowl?
Well, they're getting better quarterback play than Allen is playing better than Brady on the season, in particular, able to scramble and make plays with his legs. And shout to Brown, their receiver. He's really consistent on a nightly basis. What I want to say about Buffalo is, while people don't see them as an ascending, contending team yet, it's because of the past. It's because this is the first time they won 10 games in almost 20 years.
It's been a while.
So now all of a sudden to see them amongst the ranks, you like.
There's something funky about the uniform.
Right. It's like, is this really happening?
When you watch that Thanksgiving game, they gave it to the Cowboys. This is another primetime game, the only game on, and the Steelers have won a bunch of games.
But it was good for me to see Connor back for the Steelers get a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they were without Juju. They're essentially down to their fourth string quarterback. And so that's what I saw take place. I saw your guy, Duck, throwing lame ones up there for the other team to pick it off.
Why he my guy now? Why
because
Doug
you claimed
my
him.
Guy?
You
when
claimed
did I claim
him.
Doug Hodges?
Oh, you claimed
when did
him. I claim Doug Hodges? These microphones record things,
nah,
you say.
Nah. What are you talking about? We can delete that. No harm, no foul. The Browns. Of course, we're going to talk about the Browns. They're the Browns. They're 6-8, and they looked bad against the Cardinals. Like, they looked
bad. We got Jarvis Landry arguing with Freddie Kitchens. Freddie Kitchens talking about his job security after the game. The Cardinals did their thing. You know, they won by, look at that, 2 touchdowns against the Browns. Why, what hasn't worked for the Browns?
So shout out Kyler Murray. He can ball.
He can run.
I know that he's not surrounded. I was thinking this watching the game yesterday. Imagine if the two teams did one move, swap those jerseys right there, right now. Swap those jerseys and play that game again. The Browns will look a lot more explosive.
I think so.
Nick Chubb still ran over 100, even though they didn't give him the ball really in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Odell Beckham can't get him to 100 yards. Can't get Landry to 100 yards. Hunt still catching and running out of the backfield. But Baker's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the entire NFL.
He's had a tough year.
Myles Garrett has gotten suspended for the rest of the year, so the defense isn't getting stopped. I just want to give the credit to Kenyon Drake and the Cardinals.
What do you think changes about the Browns in the offseason?
Coach. Kitchens. No doubt about it.
That's really what it is.
The kitchen's closed.
Yeah. The kitchen's closed. It's in the heat. Yeah, the kitchen.
Kitchen's closed.
Kitchen sink.
They have the other kitchen. What do you think about the job? Like, I don't care about this job. Don't ask me about this job.
You got to get hired by Kraft Productions. It is now time for What's Your Number? Jalen Rose, there's a heavyweight in the UFC that was attending UFC fight this weekend, a gentleman by the name of Tai Tuivasa. And he was watching the fight. He wasn't in the fight, so he was having some adult beverages. So let's just check in on Tai while he's watching some UFC action in the stands. Grabs his shoe, pours his beer in the shoe.
Cultural.
And then drinks the beer out of the shoe, chugging the beer out of the shoe. It's an Australian tradition. It's called a shoey. Jalen Rose, what is your number to drink a beer out of a shoe?
You see the girl over his left shoulder. She like, I hope this guy don't ask me to kiss him. I'm not going to be able to do it. A couple of things. He's a heavyweight. That didn't look like his shoe.
Okay.
So that means
that up the number?
That means that probably was the gentleman that he was doing it with shoe, maybe?
Looked like it. That guy
Which
was
That means he was drinking out of his homeboy's shoe. So that means that's what I would be doing in this case with you.
Oh, yeah. The shoes do look a little dirty. Those are not brand new shoes.
No, I'm good.
A little scuffer there in the toe.
I'm good.
How much would it take for you to drink a beer out of my shoe?
I'm not doing it.
You're just not.
I just rather
There's
not
no
do
number
it.
In the
yeah,
world.
No,
that's why you're too rich for this segment.
No, I'm
you're
not.
You're too rich for
no,
the segment.
Not.
You know my
no,
number?
No, you're too dirty for this segment.
I'll do
you're
it
too dirty sick for this segment.
$500 cash. $500 cash. I'll drink a full beer out of my
David
shoe.
David Jacoby playing basketball 7 games in a night.
Mm-hmm.
Goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't shower.
Mm-hmm.
Parents his 3 kids. Shows up at work next day.
Yep.
Still hasn't showered.
Yep.
I am not drinking out of that shoe.
For $10 million, you wouldn't do it.
I'll do it for five.
$5 million would
take.
I'll do it for $500. $500, I'll drink a beer right out of your shoe. Easy.
All right, hold on.
Light work.
How about this? How about this tea?
I can't drink a beer at work.
No, you can drink a tea.
I can't drink a beer at work. Yeah. No, it's a beer. This isn't the thing.
Hey, you can
it's a beer.
Here.
It's a beer.
Here.
Where's my $500?
Hold on, I got $500.
You know what? We're gonna negotiate this and we'll see what happens. Stay tuned, Jalen Jacoby. I might drink some tea out of this shoe. I really might. Jalen Rose, we will continue with the NFL Sunday later. Right now it's time to look at the NBA because the Lakers just continue to win basketball games. They've had 14 straight road wins. 14 straight road wins. The latest victim were the Hawks. Both AD and LeBron had 25 points and over 10 rebounds. Here's my question for you.
Okay.
Can we give Frank Vogel some credit? Because I feel like
Frank Vogel's my guy.
People say I look like him.
I've always told people that Rob Pelinka was doing a really good job of putting that team together.
Mm-hmm.
Please give Mr. Vogel his flowers. Continue.
Here's the thing. LeBron James doesn't always have the best relationship with his coaches. We've seen it happen a few times. Remember when he started with Spoelstra in Miami, and we all know what happened with David Blatt. And this, listen, winning helps, obviously. But this is going really well. You know, and Frank Vogel, remember they got Jason Kidd there, so there's questions about having sort of an heir apparent right there on the bench next to you. Well, guess what? Frank Vogel's doing a great job.
He is doing a great job. And LeBron James leading the league in assist.
Mm-hmm.
17th year, 6'9", 250 pounds, spinning in the lane.
Spinning and dunking.
Looking spry.
Look mean.
And here's the other thing I got to point out, because there's two teams on the floor. The great thing for the Hawks is that Vince Carter is in his final season. The bad thing for the Hawks, they still rely on him to play quality minutes at this point of his career.
Yeah.
And I just recall watching the game. They were down three. They gave it to Vince. He did a great job penetrating the lane. Kick it out to your lottery pick, left corner. He got to knock that down. I see up front DeAndre Hunter, the kid they took from Virginia.
Yep.
Okay. I worry when you have so many young, talented players, and obviously they lost Collins to the PEDs.
Collins was a big loss.
And we felt like this could be a line of demarcation to kind of make the Hawks go in reverse. When you start looking at those standings, the Hawks' record is really ugly.
It's not good. And when you watch them, they don't pass the eye test either.
And having a young, talented player in Trae Young that we know that's going to be an all-star for multiple years, is going to do some great things in this league, and is going to lead that squad. It's just unfortunate that they're going to have to come from such a far place with all of that same talent in the on the roster right now. It's going to be interesting to see how they build that thing out.
Jalen, Nikola Jokic starting to play like Nikola Jokic again. He had a couple good games.
Give my guys love.
Against the Thunder, he had 28, 14, and 12. And then against the Knicks.
He had what? I didn't hear you. What did he have that game?
28, 14, and 12 against the Thunder. Okay. And then most recently against the Knicks, he had 25 and 10. Is Nikola Jokic back?
He never left.
What are you talking about?
I tried to tell you.
Jalen.
He came in.
Jalen.
I'm telling you, Jacoby, do not look at the stat sheet. The biggest thing that you should have looked for.
The biggest thing is him.
The scale.
Look at the stretch mark five.
The scale. It ain't on his points, rebounds, assists, steals. It was the scale.
He played all summer. It was like, pounds, how did he come in so big?
It was ounces. It was body fat. It was all of the things
stretch mark
that
five.
Don't show up on this score sheet.
Stretch mark
so
five.
So now all of a sudden, you played almost a quarter of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Back feeling like yourself again. And the responsibilities that he have playing the five position, there are other talented fives, but they don't necessarily initiate the offense through AD, Karl-Anthony Towns,
no.
Joel Embiid.
They're the recipient of a lot of
correct.
Passes.
He leads the team in assists.
Yes, they run every possession
as a five.
He's on the floor.
So to see him back in shape and putting up big numbers, I'm glad you have to bow down to him and Vogel in back-to-back.
Do you think
conversations?
You think I still look better with my shirt off than Jokic?
No.
He played himself.
He got you now.
He got me now.
Yeah, he got some definition out there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he had some definition.
Oh, no.
He's Morris, and he was going to get some strong cats. And Randall, he got you now.
Okay. Well, the Brooklyn Nets beat the 76ers by 20 points. They looked pretty good against the Embiid-less Sixers. But I want to show you something. Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencer Dinwiddie's been doing his thing. There's Harris with a little travel and a dunk. Spencer Diddy had the dunk of the year so far. These are just little appetizer moves, boosh, dunks. Dinwiddie on Tobias Harris right there. Jalen, is that the dunk of the year so far?
It's not the dunk of the year, but I remember growing up and seeing Magics and seeing Clydes and wanting a goatee like theirs.
Okay.
Jimmy Walker, my biological father. And that's my favorite thing about Spencer, his goatee.
His goatee. That's your
first
favorite
off,
thing. Forget his game. Forget what he's been doing with Irving out. We're talking about his goatee. That's what we're doing right
and
now.
And you know I call Malcolm Brogdon Senator just because he seems like the oldest, more mature person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing goes for Spencer. And without Kyrie, and by the way, what ends up happening when you're Irving, now that you've missed so many games.
15 games.
And people didn't, quote unquote, necessarily see you get hurt like we did with Doncic. He now has people coming up to me on the street like, is he punting on the season?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? And so you are Spencer. You get this opportunity. He's making the most of it.
He is going to be an
all-star. No. Hit the brakes. We got to make sure we do the 1 through 24 All-Stars on this show. There should not be 12 All-Stars from the Eastern Conference.
Not this year.
There should not be.
Not this year.
There should not be. But what's going to happen, however, when and if Kyrie comes back.
He's going to come back.
You remember Spencer was a substitute.
Huh?
Caris LeVert's going to come back. Now, do you bring him off the bench? Or do you keep him in the lineup? Because he's played just as well, and their records is just as good, in my opinion, as it would be, if not better, than if Kyrie Irving was playing. What do you think about that?
I think that it's always a good thing to have a surplus of good players at one position. It's always a good thing. So it's a good problem to have. But what it also leads to is potentially moving Mr. Dinwiddie. It's possible. If you have two great players in one position, that means you have value that maybe you can upgrade a different position.
Like they did with D'Angelo last year. And yep. Shout to DeAndre Jordan. He had a double-double.
Yep. The Kings blew out the Warriors, but that's not what I want to talk to you about.
You don't?
No. I want to talk to you
about the Warriors record?
This possession from Draymond Green. Oh.
Day-day.
See, I always feel like if you create the possession, then you can do whatever you want with it. So he got the steal. So he must feel like that too. Put on the board.
I mean, D'Angelo wasn't getting that.
He's a great passer. He's a great passer. I always feel like if you create the possession, you can do whatever you want with it.
That's a perfect example of we's flying high the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Just think about who was running with him. You got Klay over here. You got Steph over here. You got KD.
Boogie.
You got Boogie. Now all of a sudden, he on the break. He don't even remember these guys' attributes. He like, can he really do this? Let's try something. We only got 7 wins. Let's try something, man.
Let's just try something. Again, if you create the possession with the steal, you can ruin it however you want. I mean, I don't even really understand what he's thinking there. I really don't even understand
what he's thinking is there. We losing by 21 to the Kings.
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking. Yeah. Now, there were years when we talked about the best and worst teams in California. The Kings were on the bottom of that list for a really long
real
time.
Fast.
This league game changes,
real
right?
Fast.
Happens in dog years.
Real fast. The Cowboys looked great against the Rams, especially Ezekiel Elliott. He had 24 carries, 117 yards. What do you think about the Cowboys, and especially Zeke's big day against Los Angeles?
So, you know how much I like Zach, and I'm rooting for him to get his big deal, and I think he's going to be the Cowboys quarterback for a really long time. But what drives the Cowboys' attack is their stout offensive line and Ezekiel Elliott. This is why you paid him top dollar. And as much as we're going to talk about Zeke Eaton and going over 100, you know what people that don't go deeper in the box score don't pay attention to? Pollard also got over 100. When you got two running backs, both getting over 100, you're dominating the line of scrimmage.
Yes, you are.
Their first drive, 15 plays. They had another drive, a couple of possessions after that. 14
defensive
plays.
Players just resting.
No doubt about it. And so now all of a sudden when they get out there, they're enthusiastic, excited, and fresh to make plays. That's how this team was built. And so they played to who their identity says they should be. And also kept Aaron Donald quiet.
Yeah, they did.
Kept him quiet.
Yeah, they did. And their defense played well, especially against the Sean McVay-led Rams offense that, if you haven't been paying attention, had them strung together some good games. You know,
I got a number for you. And I have no statistical data to back this up. I just take notes when I'm watching sports because there's so many games we talk about more than the Cowboys. When Jared Goff throws the ball over 45 times, they probably have a 10% win percentage.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times you're trying to come from behind, which is why you pass them.
Or you get pass happy when you're trying to low manage Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley.
Who has a $10 million cap hit next year. He's going to likely be somewhere else.
Todd Gurley had 20 yards. 20 yards Todd Gurley had. Come on, man.
Higby caught double-digit balls, went over 100. That was really about it for them offensively.
Well, we're going to move on from one team that's pretty bad that might end up
hip thing?
In the playoffs.
Think you can do that?
Yeah, of course I can.
Let's see. Yeah, there you go.
We got either the Cowboys or the Eagles are going to make the playoffs. Either the Cowboys or the Eagles are going to make the playoffs. The Eagles, they beat Washington, and if you didn't watch this game, it might seem like that they beat Washington handily by 10 points, but this was close.
Yeah, they got
this
a late close. Touchdown.
Yeah, they got late, like kind of there. They got one of those bad beat touchdowns late in the last play of the game, and they didn't look that good, but Carson Wentz was throwing some nice balls. What do you think about the Eagles' performance?
Shout to Sanders, their running back, because they've been devastated by injury at that position, and he ran the football well. And what an amazing catch at the back of the end zone, the laser that Wentz threw him. That was a terrific throw and catch. And while we acknowledge the pass, and it was a laser, to catch it between four hands.
Yep.
There were two separate defenders that had their hands out there.
Falling at the same time too, yeah.
Yeah, cause normally, like, if somebody passing it to you, when you get your vision obstructed, a lot of times, especially in Philadelphia this year, mm-hmm. they've been dropping footballs.
Like Aguilar. Aguilar.
Like my man saving babies. But here's the thing that worried me about watching Philadelphia win. They had a grand total of zero sacks and zero interceptions against a rookie quarterback. That right there doesn't bode well for a matchup against the Cowboys. Today, as I wake up, I got to give Dallas the edge.
I think that's fair. Okay. The 49ers lost to the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to say it again. The 49ers, who a lot of people think are the best team in the NFC, lost to the Atlanta Falcons. It was Julio Jones. We've all seen it by now, at the very end of the game. Jalen, what do you think about this performance from Matt Ryan and the Falcons?
Well, first off, they're dealing with some injuries on defense. D4 was out. Richard Sherman was out.
Mm-hmm.
My guy Mozart was still running the ball well out the backfield.
Mozart.
Doing a couple of catches. The one thing about this game that it showed us, and we thought it was going to get exposed potentially against the Saints, is how the 49ers respond either if they got behind or got in a shootout.
Yeah.
Now they did amazing against the Saints. That was one of the best games I ever saw.
Oh yeah, that's great.
And watching Garoppolo go back and forth with Breeze, that was awesome. But it was a character win for the Falcons because they started 1-7. You know what usually happens with those teams? They usually end up 2-14.
They've beat the Saints and the 49ers.
Correct. I think they won four out of the last six. So
yeah.
I applaud how they're still competitive enough to, with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, to turn around their season, because it could have really gotten ugly for them.
Yeah. And that was a very close game. You know, I still believe in the 49ers. I'm not going to give up.
Yeah. I still believe in them too.
I still believe in the 49ers.
But how about this? The Falcons are saving Dan Quinn's job.
Mm-hmm. They have. Well, the Texans and the Titans played in battle of the AFC South lead, and Deshaun Watson, he threw two picks, but he threw two touchdowns, and he had some beautiful balls downfield, especially to DeAndre Hopkins. Like, this, look at that right there. Like, this is just a great ball from Deshaun. It seems like the Texans are either looking like one of the best teams in the AFC or looking like one of the worst teams in the AFC, and it fluctuates every single week.
Well, it's all about the weapons at Deshaun's disposal. I love how he fling the football. It's like he in a lot. Playing in this dirt outside and he just drawing up plays. I love that so much, just watching him play. But so Hyde can run the football effectively.
Yep.
D-Hop, when you talk about the top receivers in the game, to me, he top two, top three, no doubt about it. I don't care what list you on. But now all of a sudden, can Fuller stay healthy? What about Steels? When all of those guys are out there, now he can fling the football around and spread it. And now on the other side, my guy Merciless, he made a play. I told you.
Yeah, he did.
He got tired at the end.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he got tired.
He almost got touchdown. He was like, I spoke him up.
Yeah, he got tired at the end.
I'm tired. He did. You saw him when he got knocked out of bounds. He was laying on the ground. Like, oh, man. Where's that oxygen?
They going to tease him about that.
Yeah, they are.
But that defense got to be more consistent. But this was a quality win watching two former Patriot assistants face off. Just like in the previous game that we talked about, watching Shanahan Jr., or Kyle Shanahan, go against his former squad, the Atlanta Falcons.
Jalen, what we talk about on the show is very important to you. You put a lot of thought and time and energy into telling us what we should talk about. So guess what? We've got a segment just for you. It's called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topics, you say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
I'm just amazed that we got a member of the mighty Wu-Tang Clan contributing to our show daily.
The Packers beat the Bears and are now 11-3. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
There's a lot of teams that are 11-3. The Packers don't really get considered to be one of the best of those teams. We're talking about the Seahawks. We're talking about the 49ers are now 11-3. Do you think the Packers are one of the best teams in the NFC?
Because you say when we talk about, you mean mainstream media, and usually that's about the quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers isn't having a signature season.
No, he's not.
That's why. But you know who else is? Aaron Jones.
Mm-hmm.
The only person that has more touchdowns than him at running back is Christian McCaffrey.
Interesting.
Just think about that for a second. So Jones, he's been terrific.
Yeah.
Running and catching. Devontae Adams was making plays. That was a big And you fourth down play that they
ended up
getting a touchdown.
The Packers don't always have a great running back to put alongside Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Jones is turning into that.
And they also don't always have a great defense, and when they do have a great defense, they go a long way.
We'll see. Well, Jalen, the Detroit Lions played a football game.
Hit the brakes.
We're going to hit the brakes on the Lions?
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to hit the brakes on the Lions?
No doubt.
Okay. The Lions have lost seven straight football games. Seven times they put on their uniforms and they lost. And Jalen, honestly, that game one tie against the Cardinals was the best performance they had all year.
He was going to say
the best performance they had all year.
Especially after watching Kyler Murray yesterday.
Yep. Game one against the Cardinals, that was the best. You know what? Y'all should just quit the season right after that tie.
Meow. That's all I can say.
That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is going to change? Like, come on, Dr. Rose. Like, what's the diagnosis? What's the prescription to get this better?
Well, I told you when the season started to hit a fork in the road. I've seen this movie for 46 years, and it's been happening for 60 years, to the point we've only won one playoff game over that period of time.
Ridiculous.
And I just remember the dominoes vividly. I could go back 30 seasons and, like, tell you at what point of the season it went awry. This year, I told you, had a tie against the Cards, should have handled Kyler Murray his first game.
Yep.
No particular order. I remember we played a moral victory game against the Kansas City Chiefs. The rest of the world that don't root for the team is like, oh, y'all so great.
Yeah.
Minnesota, the refs didn't give us a couple of calls. We was able to blame them.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kerryon got injured.
Yep.
Then Matthew Stafford got injured. We traded our dime safety.
When are you going to stop watching Lions games? Like, we're just going to give up on the team. They're not making the playoffs. They're not making any noise. They lost seven straight games.
You notice, let me tell you, the only two fan bases that I see trying to give up on their team when they get mad at them. The Cowboys, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's pretty much it. From Lions to Tiger, Tiger Woods had a big weekend. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
All right, well, hit the brakes. He was the captain of the American side, and they beat the Internationals in the President's Cup, and Tiger played pretty well. Do you think Tiger has some more majors in him?
I think since he can play his sport for as long as he wants to, based on the age of people I've seen come before him, yes, I would not be surprised if Tiger gets another major.
Okay. Moving on. Tough loss for the Wolverines on Saturday.
Hit the brakes.
Oregon Ducks came into Ann Arbor, and after trailing big early, Michigan Wolverines came back, forced overtime, but my guy, Peyton Pritchard.
Oh, was it like that?
Peyton Pritchard. They just couldn't stop him. Fourth quarter, Peyton Pritchard was just getting to the rack and finishing just like this. Every possession was the same thing. What did you think about this performance from the Wolverines?
It wasn't just Pritchard. It was Mathis, too. He was knocking down threes.
Yeah, what I thought was a game winner.
Yeah, he was balling. They're the kind of team that you get him in the second half. You're playing at home. Liver starts the first half. He's 0-for-7.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Wagner gets going. Simpson has double-figure assists. But then Pritchard in the second half. Play after play. Drive after drive.
It's like five straight possessions.
Finish after finish. And one. Big late. It was a tough loss. But here's what I like, though.
What'd you like?
I love a team that was unranked coming into the year.
Mm-hmm.
That now is ranked, that's going to get everybody's best shot, and they're not just playing cupcakes.
No, they're not.
If there's a top 11, I think Michigan's played five of those teams.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't come out with the rankings or whatever, but yeah, they've played four or five of the best teams in the nation. That's how you get good.
Correct.
Moving on, I have a block shot that I really want you to see.
Hit the brakes.
This is Arkansas Razorback Rokia Dombia. Just wait until you see this block shot.
Yo! Ooh, to the left,
I love it so much. Jalen Rose, does that feel better than like a dunk?
See, here's what makes it really nasty. Because the right-handed shooter jumped off the left leg and shot it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the left-handed player came jumping off the right leg. It was just
I like
perfect.
The anticipation. Like the arm comes cocked back before she's even gone into her shooting motion.
Exactly.
She's just like, you're going to get this work.
But the only thing about that, when you do that, player jumps a little higher than you anticipated, you hitting them right in the head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're fouling
right
so hard.
In the head.
Sometimes the refs, when the refs you go like this, they just put the whistle in their mouth. They're like, go ahead. See what happens. Sometimes you can even get a clean block, but if you swing like that.
But shout out to Rokia.
Yeah.
Big block.
Rokia. We have a Heisman Trophy winner. Keep it moving or hit the
Keep
brakes.
It moving. We all know that Joe Burrow was going to win.
We keep it moving.
That's some bad news for Luka Doncic. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He got a sprained ankle. He's going to be out a couple of weeks. He'll be back. Keep it moving.
All right. We'll keep it moving. And finally, Jalen Rose.
We keep it moving.
I want to show you some gator jumping. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Cultural. Hit the brakes.
Oh, wait till you see this, Mr. Rose. Wait till you see this video that was making the rounds on the internet. Those are live alligators. Live alligators.
Oh, wow.
And he jumps over that thing. Jalen Rose, I know you were not exactly known for your leaping ability. Could you jump over that swamp of live gators?
I promise that has to be in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And let me take it a step further. He probably play on Uncle Luke's team. I'm serious. Because he be having them kids working, man. I guarantee you. I'm going to have to hit him up on the text. I'm telling you. Out of all the places in the world, I'm telling you where that was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you that that was a part of some extraneous training. Like, you got to take this serious.
Got you jumping over a gator?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I bet he went on Uncle Luke's squad.
Underrated gators unfazed. Gators are just lying there like, whatever, dude.
You got to be focused every time you do that.
Jalen Rose, we did something we don't normally do. We stayed out past midnight on Saturday.
It was well worth it.
We stayed out past midnight on Saturday. There we are.
We look kind of fresh.
Going to the Terrence Crawford fight. It was a great night at the fights in Madison Square Garden. Great. Big shout to Top Rank taking care of us.
No doubt. Bob Arum.
Oh, it was amazing.
Showing love.
No, I just want to say that you always say that you've been to a lot of prize fights, right? And I think that you encouraged Terrence Crawford to this victory. You had more influence on his performance than his corner. Because you're gigantic. You're in the front row. You're standing up. You're screaming. You're telling him to use the jab. You're just screaming at him the entire fight long. Just standing and screaming at Terrence Crawford. Why were you so invested in his performance?
Well, he's a terrific fighter. He's arguably pound for pound in the game. And initially, I felt like he wasn't jabbing his way in.
Mm-mm.
Punching his way in.
He got hit.
And that allowed him to get hit a couple of times.
He got hit a couple times.
Right? You got to get up on it.
He lost a few rounds.
Yeah. So I'm like, he needs some encouragement.
Yeah.
Like we all do.
Yeah, you started getting mad at him. It's just yelling the whole time. Use a jab.
And then he started relaxing, you know, softball.
It gets a little quiet at the fight sometimes. You know what I mean? And you can just hear Jalen just screaming, jab, bud! Standing,
a couple of shout outs though. Really important. Shout out to Shakur Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
He was there.
Yep.
And for those that don't know, he's going to be a household name. We got to make sure we get him on the show.
Yep.
Shout out to Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan was there.
And his waves go in multiple directions.
His waves is amazing.
I got to step my game up.
Yeah, like you got a better hairline, but he got better waves.
No doubt about
it. I want to give a big shout to Teofimo Lopez. He had a great knockout Brooklyn Zone in the second round to put this dude down. He's going to be a fighter.
It was a terrific card at MSG.
It was
great to be there. It was on ESPN. Shout out to Joe Tess and Andre Ward, Max Kales.
It was great.
Shout out to our boss, Connor Schell.
He was in the building. And Sean Porter may be next for Terrence Crawford. Errol Spence is still recovering from auto accident. Sean Porter might be next.
Rough, rugged, and raw.
That'd be a good fight. That'd be a good fight. All right. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, the Saints play my guy, Jacoby Brissett, and the Colts. Jalen, can the Saints get to 11-3 and meet those other teams like the Seahawks and the Niners and the Packers at 11-3?
I think so. And anytime you're going against the 49ers the way they were in their previous game and Drew Brees gets 6 touchdowns against that defense,
mm-hmm.
they have to be feeling good about themselves offensively.
Oh, yeah.
Taysom Hill is a beast. I love him.
I love Swiss Army Knife so much.
I
love Taysom Hill.
This is going to be the game that I've been waiting for from Alvin Kamara. This is going to be
that game. Because they're going to get ahead, so they're going to be leaning on the running game a little bit.
This is going to be that plus 150 running 3 touchdowns, 75 yards receiving game for Alvin Kamara.
That's a good prediction. Do you think Jacoby Brissett is no longer leading in the MVP race?
What happened?
You know, Lamar Jackson just really, you know.
What happened?
I would say, you know what I'm going to do? You know how we can just twist numbers and say whatever we want? I'm going to prove that Jacoby Brissett's actually having a better season than Lamar Jackson. Because we can make numbers say whatever we want.
Well, I know.
I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it.
You know what I want to see? If T.Y. Hilton play, I want to see him and Lattimore go at it. We talked a lot about Gilmore early in the show, and you know how I feel about the D-back position. He one of the elites in the game.
He is. Lattimore's great. You know what? The Saints are good. Saints are good.
They're
this
really
game's
good.
Not going to be close. I'm going to go to sleep. I like the Monday night games to be blowout so I can go to sleep at halftime.
Cameron Jordan, he be balling.
Okay. Jalen, finally, the Spurs have given up more points than all but five teams in the NBA. James Harden scores more points than everybody in the NBA.
I don't like what you're doing here.
Does James Harden have three straight 50-plus games?
No, veteran pride. And not unless he takes 50 shots, which he's capable of doing.
He can do that. James Harden's watching the show right now. Like, I can take 50 shots.
Easy.
Talk about it. Yeah. I was going to do that in three quarters.
Took me out.
I can do that in three quarters. Yeah.
Veteran pride. Rudy Gay. DeMar DeRozan.
Jalen, who is on the show on Wednesday?
Living off experience. Everywhere we go.
The Locks join us on Wednesday. There are things that we can talk about on the podcast we can't talk about on the TV show. It is now time for the podcast exclusive.
And I got to do a couple of more shout outs. Shout out to Taylor.
No shout outs. No shout outs.
Hey man, we're changing the game.
Jalen Anthony.
Just be along for the ride. You focus on the amazing rundown. You let me focus on the walls. You let me focus on the guest list. You let me focus on social media.
Okay. Do we have any big guests this week?
We do.
Do we have any big guests this week?
We do. I'm glad you went there. Living off experience. Y'all know who that is? D-Block will be on the show this week. And not just one of them.
All of them.
Not just two of them.
All of them.
All three.
The Warlocks.
Sheik Looch will be in the building.
Styles.
The Phantom.
Ghost.
Styles P will be in the building.
Jada Kiss.
Ha ha!
Do it again.
Ha ha!
Aha! I can't do it.
Will be in the building.
Big show on Wednesday. Big show today. We've got the entire Sunday slate of NFL games to talk about.
So hold on.
But no.
You mean we're not going to only talk about the Cowboys?
No, the Cowboys are a team in the NFL. They're a mediocre team in the National Football League.
We're not going to troll them?
Of other shows and teams that need to be discussed.
Yes.
We got NBA action. LeBron can't lose. Luka got hurt. We got some college basketball. Did you see a game between the Michigan Wolverines and the Oregon Ducks?
I watched it from beginning to end.
I watched the whole second half.
Text you during the game. I was not happy.
Oh, it was a good game. It was a very
good game.
Objectively, it was a great game to watch.
Good game.
Great game to watch.
We getting high quality opponents so early in the year. It makes me really happy.
Good for you.
We probably played against what? Five of the top 10 squads already. That's great.
It's good for you. It's good for the team. But we're going to start with a sophomore boss move question, Mr. Rose.
Okay.
Cardi B gave her husband $500,000 cash for his birthday. What do you think about cash for a birthday gift?
Cash accepted everywhere.
Would you give Molly cash, though?
Nah.
You wouldn't do it?
Nah, accepted everywhere. But here's what I do want to say.
What's that? That
you can't say anything negative about somebody that gives a gift.
No.
Can't say anything negative about somebody that's taking their time, their energy, their money to sacrifice it for someone else.
And she said it well. They did a little video because everybody does videos. Nothing happens unless it's on the gram. She was like, what do you get the guy that has everything? Like, $500,000 cash. They went to a strip club. Sophomore boss move, going to a strip club with your husband or wife.
Boss move.
I love that.
Ultimate.
I love that.
Ultimate.
Me and my wife used to do that when we used to be fun. Now we're washed up. We don't go together anymore.
You gotta bring that old thing back.
I gotta do that.
Like Biggie.
It's been years.
Bring that old thing
it's been
back.
Years.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Years.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Maybe a decade.
You gotta do that.
Gotta get back in there. Maybe when we're in Atlanta.
I think it's a boss move. Shout to Cardi B because
I love Cardi B.
Me too, because she rep for her guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sickness and health. thick or thin.
Someone tried to put out some allegations DMs of him being like, "I miss you for real." She was just like, she was not upset.
She's like,
about
"I'm with him right now. We're on a trip. I know for a fact he didn't just walk downstairs and do that."
Yeah.
And he was in the back holding the baby like, yeah.
So
I love them as a couple.
I love them as a couple too. I love them so much. Well, there's another power couple we have to discuss.
You know, we support power couples.
We got to support another power
couple on this program. Make sure you call us on Wednesday too. I know it's Women's Wednesday, but we accept power couples at all times.
Justin Timberlake. Remember the last thing we heard from him?
Ooh.
He was in New Orleans filming a movie.
Yeah.
His co-star got a little handsy. And he said he was out drinking. Never blame the alcohol. Well, guess what? Jessica Biel, his wife, threw a little set visit in New Orleans. What do you think that conversation is like between the co-star and his wife?
Well, here's the thing. How about this? That's been speculated since the beginning of time. I'm not going to put any names out there. That sometimes when people start to work on movie sets together, those relationships become intimate.
There's a lot of movies you see where you're like, oh, I saw Mr. and Mrs. Smith where they played a married couple. Oh, look. And then Angelina Jolie Brad got married.
Correct. But here's the other problem. It's one thing for the set and the crew and the other people that work on the production see you guys have chemistry and be professionals. You know, you don't have to say everything in front of the whole world, maybe in each other's trailer every now and then, maybe going over some lines, maybe going to dinner, whatever. But it's another thing when they all see that y'all was flirting.
Offset.
So now you got to come back to set. And think about if you heard he married.
Oh, he's married. He's really married. He got a kid.
So now she's going to have her coworkers and people in her industry looking at her some type of way. He is too.
And it's not like we got footage of anything really happening. There's a little hand on the leg, little hand holding.
I think the person that took that picture should be arrested.
Why is that? They didn't break the law.
That's a violation. You see, I've always been one person to be like, these aren't zoo animals. These aren't zoo animals. If you want to acknowledge them or you want to take a picture, go take a picture. All that aha got you stuff, it's whack to me. I'll never accept that.
Yeah, well, I just think it's going to get real awkward when Jessica Biel shows up. The first person that she's going to be looking for, the co-star. That conversation is going to be real interesting. So nice to meet you.
All right, how many drinks did you have?
I saw some pictures. You want to discuss that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Another big shout. Diddy turned 50 years old. Someone is older than you in the world. Diddy turned 50. Yeah, listen to some of the people that were there. You didn't go.
No, I didn't go. I got him on the text. I'm going to have to go and say happy birthday.
Jay-Z, Beyonce, Leonardo DiCaprio, Dr. Dre, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's L.A.
Kanye.
That's L.A.
Snoop, Kevin Hart, Wiz Khalifa, Tyler Perry, Queen Latifah, Tracee Ellis Ross, Taraji Henderson, Jermaine Dupri, Usher, Tyra Banks, Swizz Beatz.
Taraji Henson.
Okay. Nelly, Dougie Fresh, The Weeknd, and Post Malone. I think Post Malone might be the only white person I named. Oh, no, we got Leonardo DiCaprio in there, too. Ray J in there. Star-studded, man.
It was.
50 years old's real.
It was.
50's real.
And I want to make sure, like, not to forget the early artists who were about ownership. Like UGK, like Jay Prince, like Master P. They all come to mind. The money started to get stupid with P, and then it went to a whole nother level with Jay and Roc Nation and Diddy and Bad Boy. It just started to skyrocket. It went from being artist wanted athlete money to now, and I love this so very much, artists and athletes buy the block now. So great. It is so great. And Diddy's 50th party symbolizes that for me. When I see Tyler Perry announce his film works in Georgia, those things are symbolizations that I just want to make sure we give those people their flowers while they're here.
You know what's crazy? Like, Diddy, Jay-Z make a lot of their money from liquor. You know, like, a lot of their money comes from the booze business. 50 in the booze business.
Vitamin water.
Yeah, it's just funny to me that, like, all these, you know, all these, people that we know as musicians are also just have such a wide array.
Snoop.
Business ventures.
With the cannabis and all of that stuff. That
Snoop
he
is
does.
One of the first people there. Shout out to Snoop.
You know who else I want to shout out that we saw this weekend that we gonna get on the program?
Who's that?
Tracy Morgan.
Oh yeah, Tracy Morgan was at the fight.
Shout to Tracy Morgan.
He was real aggressive about talking to you.
That's my guy. And he's passionate about his Knicks.
If you live in New York City, you've seen passionate. Tracy Morgan driving around Manhattan.
Yeah, he's passionate.
He just be driving around Manhattan just in the fanciest, loudest car you've ever seen, just saying hi to people.
Yeah, you got to check him out on Netflix. He got something with my guy Said the Entertainer. It's funny. On Last OG.
I love Said the Entertainer.
It's funny.
Said the Entertainer, fan of Jalen and Jacoby.
No doubt. And here's what I got to say about Tracy Morgan.
What's that?
Waves in all different directions.
All different directions. He got a part
Reg,
with the waves going.
You
got to
step your game up.
He got the waves going one way on one side of the park, going yeah. the other way on the other side of the park.
Like Tracy Morgan, while you got on a do-rag, he's sleeping with a brush.
Something's going on. Yeah, he got someone that while he sleeps that brushes his hair.
Yeah.
He got like a brush assistant. He's like, all right, so I'm going to sleep for like 10 hours. So just make sure you brush this way for the first 5 hours, brush that way for the second 5 hours, and don't wake me up. We'll be good.
And, you know, I made sure I gave him a big hug because he overcame some adversity.
Yeah, man, he almost died.
Major accident.
Major accident. He's hilarious.
He's funny, man.
He was, I remember a million years ago I did stand up. He would show up sometimes and just go on stage with no plan, no written material, no notes, no nothing. He would just show up. You know what? We got to get you dancing with the Knick City Dancers.
What
has anyone sent any emails about that? Anyone sent any emails? Have we done any follow-up with the Knicks PR people?
No, James Dolan was there. You should have asked him.
I don't know, man, because we haven't. I'm pretty sure. I haven't been copied on any emails to the Knicks PR people, but we can just send him a little clip of the show.
We'll
send him a little clip of the show, and, you know, and I'll sure see if there's an opportunity for you to join the Knicks City Dancers.
I don't know if that's what the people want.
That's what I want. That's what the people want.
I don't know if that's what the
that footage is gonna be great. Because once that kind of happens, once that footage happens, you can never take it away.
I'm kind of stiff.
I'm gonna get you some boom boom shorts, little sports bra.
I'm gonna tell you something that's gonna make you really proud.
What's that?
I dusted off more orthotics over the weekend. Snuck and trained a couple of times.
Oh yeah,
getting ready to come play basketball. Track.
You run around the track in the cold?
Around. Yeah, dog.
Outside?
Yeah, dog.
How fast are you running? Like, faster? Can I walk past you?
No. Here's what you do. You don't try to kill yourself.
That's one thing that Jalen always says whenever we go to the gym. He's like, don't try to kill. Like, no.
Right.
Yeah, but just relax.
Dog, I'll run one or two laps. I'll walk one or two laps. I'm not counting them.
Like that. I try to kill myself.
I'm not counting them. Like, remember, I've been an athlete my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I know my body. I don't need a hype man. I don't need a trainer. Like, I know what to do.
Okay.
Just gotta do it. And you be proud.
Really?
Had my tights on. I had my double hoodie.
You know what?
Sweating.
So, I've never worn those compression pants.
Yeah, you need them.
I've never ever worn those.
Oh, yeah.
I've never worn those because I just don't know how. They look hard to get in. You know
they
what I
are.
Mean?
You,
they look
hey,
hard
they
to get
are.
In.
Hey. 46, I need them.
One thing I'm afraid of is I'm going to put them on and like play really well, then I'm going to have to wear it for the rest of my life. I'm superstitious. I got one pair of sneakers that I got that I played really poorly in, and they didn't come back out the closet.
And I got to make sure I acknowledge something. For everybody out there, don't sleep on how orthotics help the feet. I was an athlete for a long time. Run, stop, big toe was killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Corns everywhere. Orthotics. Like new feet. Like I'm not even running without them.
Really?
Yeah, if we outside and a dog come, I'm just going to look for something to hit the dog. I ain't even running.
There's something we got to talk about. Kobe Bryant saw a car accident when he was driving down the street. You know what he did? Kobe Bean Bryant.
What neighborhood?
He's in LA. I don't know. Don't ask follow-up questions. Pulls over the car just to assist with the people that were involved in the accident. Something Jalen Rose said he would never do.
That's why
Kobe Bryant not known for being like the kindest, softest, nicest guy in the world either.
That's why one of us score 81 and the other one had to take it.
I guess so. What, do you only score like 17 on you or something?
Yeah.
I like this.
I like the shtick though.
Yeah.
Like what I learned is as a public figure, never try to be perfect. Always let people feel like they can clown you on things that they should clown you over.
You were there. Yeah. You were on the team. You could have done something. You didn't. Got 81 on you. Are you secretly rooting for someone to outscore like James Harden to score like 90?
That doesn't affect my life. Yeah. If somebody scores 150 points, I'm rich, I'm famous, I'm handsome, I got a beautiful wife, I got 3 television shows.
You really
that
handsome?
I do.
You're handsome?
Yeah.
You're pretty handsome. I'll give you that. Great hairline.
Right.
Great hairline.
I just won the hairline championship.
The hairline belt?
We gotta get you a belt. I got a ring.
You do have a ring.
I got a ring.
You got a ring.
Life is about getting wins.
Yo, let's get a banner in here, like a December 3rd, 2019, Jalen Rose named hairline champion.
Right. I got a ring.
No, you're right, Jalen. You're right.
So when you got so many wins, of course people are gonna try to clown you about things that they feel like they can. And I accept it.
Kendall Jenner's at the Sixers game in Philadelphia, checking for Ben Simmons.
Mm.
Do you have any advice for young clutch sports?
Run!
Just run.
Because here's
nothing
why.
Good is gonna happen.
Now, I stayed out of this for a while. Remember last year, like went. So let me tell you the line of demarcation.
Okay.
The line of demarcation, as it related to the Kardashians and Jenners, the person that broke the mold was Tristan Thompson. Spoken to a microphone. They're serious about one another.
Oh, yeah.
They're about to have a kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to let my brother live.
Oh, you see those, right? You see those videos of him in the club?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I'm going to let him live. I want that to work for them.
Of course.
And for like years.
Little baby involved.
We just let him cook. And then all of a sudden, little things start popping up.
A lot like, started popping up.
Like Kelly Oubre. Potentially, and Ben Simmons, maybe talking to her at the same time. You know what I thought about? Instead of the Patriots cheating and hiring people to do scouting for them.
They didn't cheat. They're filming a documentary, Jalen.
They need to hire the Kardashian scouting department to do all of their footage.
To do all their advanced scouting?
To do all of their scouting.
Craft Productions?
Yes. Because if you look back at their track record, and I was watching TMZ one day, they ran down the credits. They was like, Kim, zoom. Chloe, zoom. I was like, yo. Like, they got real credits.
The JRLA hoodies have gotten higher quality.
Thank you.
Those are high quality. Those
Thank
got a little attention to detail
Thank
on there.
Thank you.
Where can I get a JRLA hoodie?
I got you. Yeah.
What if dog. I wanted one? Where do I
You go to JRLADetroit.com. Especially for the holidays.
Go get yourself a hoodie.
Go get yourself a hoodie.
So we're filming a holiday special. And I'm going to do what you do a lot. I'm just going to say something on the show, which probably should be said in a meeting before
yes.
the show.
Yes. Yes.
We're filming a holiday special. We need your cultural, regional. We need your soft mover boss moves. We need your holiday edition, like we did for Thanksgiving. We need your cultural regional holiday edition, soft move boss move, holiday edition, New Year's, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzmaka, Kwanzaa, anything. Chris Basketball, hit us up with cultural regional or soft mover boss move questions. We might have some t-shirts for you if yours makes the
show.
We got
hoodies.
We might have a hoodie for you if yours makes the show.
So family, I am not joking. The Kardashians got a better scouting department than the Patriots. We're giving the people what they want. Not only podcasts, television, IG interactive, but today for the first time, shout to Taylor at the South Seaport. Shout to JC at the South Seaport. Shout out to Corey.
You got these people working.
The South Seaport.
You got these people really working.
They came up with some new technology. This is the best interactive experience that you're going to get from a podcast / television show.
Jalen,
we give the people what they want.
So I posted something on social media, got some traction over the weekend. I'm going to play it for the people so they can listen. It's my daughter's name, Margo.
I love you.
I don't love you.
Margo, I love love you.
I don't love you.
Let it go one more time.
Margo, I love you.
I don't love you.
She sang it.
I know.
She sang it.
I don't love you. So how did that make you feel, Dad?
Listen, this isn't new. You know what I mean? This isn't new. I don't get bent out of shape over these things. I don't get sensitive over these things. It doesn't bother me one bit.
It happened to a parent since the beginning of time. Yeah, how many times you done slam the door? I hate you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. That does not bother
get
me.
Get on my nerve.
Yeah.
I'm moving out.
Oh, Quincy. Like, my son Quincy.
You moving out? Go ahead.
My son Quincy's always like, you're the worst dad ever. Hate you, Dad. Like, whatever, man.
So, but here's the question. First off, you put it out there for the world. So, can we start using that on our show?
Sure.
Because I can relate to her. You know, if nobody in the world can relate to her, I can. You know, every time I try to go in IG, every time I try to go Facebook, you get upset.
I don't.
So
I'm trying to make you great. I'm trying to make you better.
I gotta ask
make
you
mistakes.
I gotta ask you the follow up
question.
Listen. I gotta ask you the important follow up question.
No, I don't like follow up questions.
Footage that
no,
you
I don't
posted
like follow up questions
on the internet.
Go ahead.
What did you do to upset her?
I didn't do anything. She was just in a mood. See, everyone says like, oh, you must have done something or she wanted something. You didn't give her this or that. No, she was just in a mood. She just be like that sometimes. Was in the morning, woke up. She didn't want to put clothes on. We put clothes
there,
on.
There it is.
No, that was like 20 minutes earlier. She was just sitting on the stairs. Just in
it
a mood.
It don't take longer than 20 minutes to forget.
She was, for what kids, kids forget real quick. She was mad. She was in that kind of mood, and I was like, you know what? Let me capture this. There was no prompt. It wasn't like, hey, Margo, do what you just did. Because, you know, sometimes with the kids, they say something funny. You want them to say it again. You put it on social, whatever. But no. Like, she was just in a mood, and I was like, you know what? Let me just capture this.
So, clearly, I follow you. I like this, and I was about to post a comment. And then I realized somebody posted a better comment, and I almost didn't do it.
What was that?
It was two of them. One was Joey's sister.
Oh, she said you got two out of three?
No, she's like, I felt like that when I first met
oh,
you.
Oh, Zoe?
Too.
Oh, yeah, that was Zoe. Yeah, Zoe. Yeah, big shout to Zoe, my wife's best friend.
But here's the best comment.
She really didn't like me at first. It took me like 2-3 years to get through to her. She clearly still don't really like me, but she just stuck with me. It's been 17 years now. She just like accepts me. You know what I mean? But she really don't love me like that.
Kayla Johnson had the drop the mic comment.
Which was that?
She only been knowing you for 4 years.
Yeah, you know, I got time. She ain't going nowhere until I'm dead. I know her until I'm
good.
Dead.
It's good that she doesn't she's just give away her feelings so fast in a relationship.
But to be fair, this morning I was like, all right, baby, like, I'm leaving. I love you. She goes, I love you too, daddy. You know, she's just in a mood. You know, not everyone loves you 100% of the time all the time.
I appreciate you sharing that content.
Yeah. Why not? You know?
Because I knew that can't be something that you stop and do 5 times.
That's the thing.
Because she was really already mad.
Yeah.
So you went to her with the phone, and she was mad, and she gave the people what they wanted.
Yeah. I was like, she was in a mood, and I was like, let me just tell her I love her and see how she responds. I know she's going to respond negatively. I was like, I love you. She thought about it for a second. I don't love you.
That's going to be on the show.
She was mad. Big shout to Margo. Listen. We have a big guest coming up on Wednesday.
We have more than one big guest.
We have big, big guests.
D-Block!
The Locks are
everywhere
be here.
We go, people want to know
who we are.
So we tell them this is
the D-Block.
Mighty, mighty D-Block will be here on Wednesday.
The Locks, all three of the Locks coming to the South Street Seaport to appear on Jalen and Jacoby.
Chic.
Make sure you tune
Styles.
In to that very special show. We also have a very special holiday show.
Holiday.
So we have a holiday show coming up.
There's so much to talk. We need to just keep them the whole show because it's too much to talk to them about. They've been doing this for, 20 years?
At least. Longer, I think.
Right?
They probably came out like 97.
They dope together. They're dope separate.
Yeah.
They done collab with everybody. JX.
The Locks coming on. And we also have a holiday special. So we need you to call in 985-80-JALEN. Hit us on social, IG or Twitter. And ask us holiday-themed soft move or boss move questions, cultural regional questions, what's your number questions. Any question that you got for us, make sure you hit us at 985-80-JALEN. And
If you leave it for a voicemail, we'll put it on the show just like this.
What's up, Jalen Jacoby? This is Ian from Hawaii. I'm way to work. Shout out to my boy, JJ Culver, from my alma mater, Wayland Baptist University, for 100 points the other day. Pick up basketball question for you. Who calls a foul, offense or defense? Let me know.
John, you know, first of all, Jalen Rose, world's best NBA analyst. David Jacoby, world's best rec league and pickup analyst. So, I have a couple things about the fouls. Number one, defense can't call your own fouls. Do you get in the only time sometimes if I egregiously foul somebody, here's another thing I want to say about fouls is this. No and ones. You call a foul, we're checking it up, whether you make it or don't make it. And sometimes if, you know, because I play no and ones, so if I foul somebody really hard and they don't call it, sometimes I'll
give it to them.
Sometimes I'll give them the ball.
Yeah.
And sometimes I won't, and they'll be like, you're not going to give that to me? I'm like, no, you call a foul. You call a foul.
Correct.
You know, if it's a game point tied
correct.
Or something.
Correct.
And there's people waiting.
That person that drives to the basket and feel like you just got to get them the ball.
Oh,
and
they don't have the ball,
and they just walk back. Yeah. Like, you know that was me. That's me.
Just the worst is when they just say the word foul.
Right.
Say ball. Say something. I'm not just going to assume that you're going to call it because we're playing call your own fouls.
Yo, I just had an epiphany. Something came to me from that caller.
What happened?
Yo.
Ian inspired you?
Yeah, Ian inspired me.
Oh, shout out to Ian.
But not in a good way.
Oh, no. No shouts to Ian.
When you guys call into Jalen and Jacoby,
okay,
the way to get your voicemail acknowledged on the show, you got to shout Reg the Ledge.
Got to shout Reg the Ledge.
I don't know how he just got through the VIP velvet rope with these bouncers at the club and didn't shout Reg the Ledge. I might shed a tear.
Reg.
I might shed a tear.
Well, Ian, thank you for inspiring us. We appreciate you. I will never, ever play. I'll never call an offensive foul, number one. Those aren't allowed in pickup. There's no such thing as an offensive foul. So don't even try that. You ever been in a pickup game and someone try to call an offensive foul?
No, I just try to tease people to stand underneath the hoop the entire time. Like 3 seconds.
No 3 seconds.
You're not calling
that's
it.
Me.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, you can say something.
Like, really?
Yeah,
you gonna leave out of the paint? Like,
yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Will Chamberlain?
People accuse me of that all the time. All the time.
Like, you're not gonna even score. You just standing in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You do want, no, your teammates will love if you move out of the way, right?
Big shout to Ian. Appreciate the call. Make sure you call us and leave us holiday questions. Holiday themed questions, soft move or boss move, cultural, regional, or anything else. Just ask us holiday themed, Jalen and Jacoby questions, big holiday special. We're taping on Friday, Wednesday. Who's coming on the show, Jalen?
The Locks. The Silverback Gorilla's gonna be here. Sheik Looch. How about that? The Ghost. The Phantom. Styles P will be here. Top 5 DOA. His bust is here every day. And he's going to join. As well, Jada Kiss will be here.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done.